We're joined by Ken Perrette, president of Louisiana Good Roads and Transportation. He's here to talk about Constitutional Amendment 4. And Ken, before we get there, you have been talking, as have others, almost every public official in the state notes the deplorable conditions of many of our roads and bridges in this state. But Dan Fagan, the columnist for The Advocate, took exception, and you, if I remember right, said he was guilty of breathtaking ignorance on this matter. Why so?
Well, Jim, I think the issue, and thank you for letting me be here this morning, the issue that we had with his comments were that the bridge situation is really critical in Louisiana, and he didn't recognize that. He said, well, it's just engineers trying to promote additional work for themselves or for contractors. And actually, the bridge situation is very critical, especially the routes, some of the small routes that have school buses on them, emergency vehicles. It's very critical to the people in those areas that they have their bridges fixed.
We've seen what can happen, like with the Sunshine Bridge, and that wasn't a structural matter until a collision, but that look at what that's doing.
Actually, that's true. The one major incident like that can affect the economy and the lives of thousands of people on a daily basis. But really what I want to talk to you about this morning, we have two very important elections coming up where people can do something, not everything, but something about our transportation issues. The first is the election on November 6th, which is a statewide election, and we have a constitutional amendment on there, Amendment Number 4. It's very important that people go out and vote for that amendment.
All right. Well, this would prevent state police from using transportation funding. You want it earmarked for transportation and only transportation. Well, is that basically the Cliff Notes version of this?
Yes. The issue is that in the past, the Constitution allows some diversion from the money that people pay into the trust fund. The gas tax money goes for, they think it's going just for, you know, for infrastructure improvements for roads and bridges. But the Constitution as it now is allows some diversion. And past administrations have used that to supplement the budget. Instead of putting the money in roads and bridges, they've used it to plug some holes in the budget. So this constitutional amendment gives the people confidence, if they pass it, that the money that goes to gas taxes will be used strictly for transportation projects and not be diverted for things that they didn't really want it to be diverted for. So it's very important. And it's an issue that restores some confidence in the people that the money is going to be used properly. So to vote for number 4 doesn't cost you anything, but it does protect the money that you now pay in taxes so that the money is used for the purpose that you intended it to be used for.
And the other matter that you're looking at is?
Oh, the other matter is more a home matter here in East Baton Rouge Parish. And it's the Move Baton Rouge plan that's being proposed. That'll be voted on in December, December 8th, on the runoff election or the election date, mm-hmm. if there's a runoff. But that date is December 8th. That program is very important for the people of East Baton Rouge Parish because it will dedicate money to fix our critical issues here in Baton Rouge, especially a traffic signal system would be upgraded. Mm-hmm. That's just so frustrating to so many people to sit at a red light or traffic signal when there's no traffic coming the other direction and have to wait. So this program will help the traffic signal system, and it'll also take care of some critical bottlenecks. And the projects are spread all around the parish, so everybody's going to benefit from that program. You have Fred Rayford guaranteeing that the money will be used as it's proposed. The projects are all laid out. Everybody, it's a very transparent program. So I think personally that would be a very good issue for the people of East Baton Rouge Parish to vote for that that program.
In Louisiana, the state gas tax, I think it's 20 cents a gallon.
Correct.
Okay. In Pennsylvania, the highest in America, it's 59 cents a gallon. So do they have three times better roads than we have in Louisiana, in Pennsylvania?
It's not exactly proportional to the amount of gas tax because some states use other state monies to supplement their transportation programs. I'm not sure about Pennsylvania, but I know Texas uses a lot of their state monies from oil and gas revenues to supplement. So that's why you know, these two people always come. You can't compare us to Texas because their economy is so different and so much bigger. But they, many states do supplement their gas tax with other, see, either tax, their sales tax on vehicles or other other state taxes that go into transportation. Louisiana does not do that. All our revenue comes from the 20-cent a gallon gas tax.
I saw Mary Landrieu, our former senator, at an event a few weeks ago, and she said when she was in the state legislature, she voted for every tax. Now, today, if an officeholder said that, you would think, first of all, they'd lost their sanity because it doesn't play well with the electorate. When did tax become such a bad word?
Well, I think it happened when the Tea Party of Louisiana and nationwide got to the opinion that all taxes are bad and didn't distinguish between taxes that are used for investment and that really address a critical public need are different from the other kind of taxes that are discretionary and only fund certain political agendas. So I think that's where it started, because nobody likes taxes. I mean, if we could eliminate all taxes, you wouldn't have any services. So obviously, there are some good taxes and some bad taxes.
Now, on Amendment 4, a listener asks, what will this do to state police if they no longer have access to the money that they have used in the past?
The state police are being adequately funded from the general fund, and it's been done the last several years under Governor John Bel Edwards. Has not diverted the money. They found sufficient money in the state budget to take care of the state police needs. And if state police are needed on construction project, that money can be paid for by the contractor through the project cost. So there's no need for separate money from the trust fund to go to the state police.
And quickly, the governor's using bonds to help transportation. Is that a legitimate funding mechanism?
That's a great funding mechanism because of the shortage of funds. He's able to use what's called the Garvey Bond Program, which is a federal program that allows him to use money in advance of when you could normally use it to do some critical projects.
Thank you, Ken Perrett. Always good to see you.
Thank you, Louisiana.
Good roads and transportation, and Amendment 4 is on the ballot.